This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I am so, not a little, so, a whole bunch, extremely excited that the left is losing their minds. I know I shouldn't be. Producer Tammy keeps telling me I shouldn't bask in other people's pain. How can you not in this one? And when I say that, what I mean by that is that it's almost like no matter what happens, he has to be guilty. You know, if Jesus materialized right next to Shifty Shift to tell him the truth of what was happening, he'd probably try to indict Jesus for collusion or something. I don't even know. Coffee in a TRS mug. Just nothing tastes like it. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, not just part of the problem. For my friends in California, next week, you should be somewhat excited. You know why? Because Trump is coming to town, although I don't know why he's coming out here. I mean, I know he's coming out here to do a little bit of fundraising. But really? When he gets here, I mean, I don't know. There should be enough protection for him. Hopefully he won't be worried about, Gavin Newsom won't be coming around, I'll tell you then. No, I'm sure Gavin will be at the total other end of the state. On April 5th, an event in Los Angeles will bring the Republican president back to the heavily Democratic state where Hillary Clinton handily beat him in 2016. Tickets for the reception start at $15,000, go to $150,000. Yeah, the $15,000 is just to have dinner in the same room as him. The chance to take a photo with the president will cost supporters $50,000. The top price tickets include roundtable discussion. Trip comes shortly after the end of the special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. He is at it. I don't know if you heard him tonight. He is 100% on it. He is taking no prisoners. Seriously. In the speech that he was giving earlier today, you could tell he wasn't, he's not having any more of this tomfoolery that's happening. And I don't blame him. I'm there with him. I wish he was there with me a while back. Enough with the playing with manners. No more playing with manners. Hit the ground running, nail it, and move forward. You know what I'm saying? Because this is getting quite old. The FBI says that, the FBI has to hand over the docs used to keep Comey memo secret. That's according to a federal judge. He sided with CNN in an ongoing lawsuit seeking to make it public what the Bureau said in two secretive court declarations. Says it's, just too dangerous to let them public. Judge says, yeah, no, I'm not buying. Which I think is fine, wonderful. And I've been saying this all along. Get these papers out there. Open them up. Let people see them. Comey's memos, whose existence was ultimately leaked, with Comey's knowledge, and which were later obtained by Congress. They weren't leaked with Comey's knowledge. Comey leaked them. I guess it would take his knowledge to know who he was handing them to, but he leaked them on purpose. Come on. I think this is off of Fox. Stop sugarcoating. It became a catalyst for the appointment of Special Counsel Robert Mueller in May of 2017. CNN filed a Freedom of Information Act FOIA request. Some of you don't remember, or choose not to remember. If you recall, Eric Holder was not honoring FOIA requests. He told you he was, but he didn't answer any of them. So what's he going to do, call himself, to indict himself, to arrest himself, to put himself in jail for not acting on the FOIA requests? In their original complaint, CNN noted that the FBI section chief David Hadley, or Hardy, and FBI deputy assistant director of counterintelligence, David Archie, as well as an attorney in the special counsel Robert Mueller's office, promptly submitted ex parte declarations to the federal court in D.C. as part of their argument that the publicity releasing the memos would compromise an ongoing probe. Ongoing probe to what? Going to take another 2 years to get to the end of it? No, really, seriously. Those declarations were sealed, but whatever Hardy, Archie, and the special counsel lawyers said, the court indicated that it found their private explanations somewhat compelling. Nevertheless, on April 19th, the FBI turned over redacted versions of the memos to Congress, which then it provided them to the media somehow. Raising questions, CNN argued as to what the FBI had told the court the previous year. What was the sudden change? Why were they suddenly on board? Washington District Court Judge James Boasberg, an Obama appointee, he was also tapped by the Chief Justice, John Roberts. Right, they were looking to put him in the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court. He issues an order Wednesday demanding the FBI hand over clean and redacted copies of the documents in dispute here. Now, apparently, including the Comey memos, you know, again, I was trying to figure this out today. Why would you, how would you, when would you, whatever, why would you keep the memos? Anybody got any idea why you would keep the memos? I mean, was he looking to write a book later on? Were they so sure that Hillary was going to win that nobody would ever see them? I'm just asking. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back momentarily. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. The guy you've been waiting for, the one that I've been waiting for. We didn't hear from him last week, got him this week. Corey Duncan joins us, as he does every week or almost every week, to discuss the issues of the day. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to appear. Thank you for having me on. And also, I want to thank everyone that's tuned in tonight on Facebook and also on your app to listen to this awesome radio show.
I agree. It is awesome. Anyway. Hey, listen,
I tell you one thing that makes it so awesome is that you actually educate.
Oh,
you actually talk about issues, and then you actually come up with an answer to the issues instead of, you know, talking about it for the next 365 years.
With no solution. I hate no solutions. I hate people just all they do is beef and scream.
Well, that's because you have an education and you feel not to waste your oxygen for the next 300 years talking about things that are insignificant.
Yep. No, I listen. Well, speaking of insignificant, can we talk about Comey for a second? You know, so here, listen. I'm trying to think like a thug here, right? So the judge has now said that Comey has to release, or the FBI has to release Comey's memos that he took, back in 2017 or what have you. And what I'm thinking to myself is, why wouldn't he have shredded those? Right?
Well, I mean, maybe you want to keep them around for maybe extortion, or Ooh. Maybe you just want to keep them around. I mean, you never know with these FBI guys, or, you know, any Ooh. Of these district attorneys or whatever. I mean, all of them had their own attitude, and they had their own reasons for doing some of the things that they do that makes no sense to us. But, it's a cutthroat world, especially you start to get into district attorneys and state's attorneys and all, you know, the hierarchy of the judicial system, and also in law enforcement. It's a cutthroat world, and it has nothing to do with the merit or law enforcement. It has to do with politics and power and everything else. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, the best thing in this world is not to expect a lot out of a lot of people. Just, you know, whichever way it goes, that's the way you take it, and take and go with it from there. Don't have a lot of high expectations for a lot of people.
Did you suggest that the prior director of the FBI, a man of integrity and honor, and above reproach, would use his notes to blackmail somebody, Mr. Comey?
well, see, like, as I said before, you know, a lot of these people, you ever heard this old cliche that the worst children and the worst family is the pastor's or the preacher's children or
yes,
family.
I have heard
That's
that.
That's how this is. You know, you hear these people and they're so self-righteous, and I'm better than you, and I don't curse. I don't do this and I don't do that. And, you know, you kind of find out that the worst people in the world, they kind of be luscious, drunks, and everything else under the sun. So, you know, these guys, you know, I told you, when you see these you know, it's a difference between an FBI agent and an FBI investigator. An FBI investigator actually does what he's supposed to do and take care. An FBI agent is the ones that have the pointy-toed shoes and chew the gum real fast. And so they're the ones that don't do anything. You know, the Clark Gable lookalikes.
Oh, there you go.
So, they don't get nothing done. That's why they're in the position that they're in, because they have the IQ of a turnip. They might be intelligent, but just because you're intelligent does not make you smart at all. It's the difference between the two.
Yep. All right, so let's have some fun. When I first met you, when you and I first started getting together and talking on a regular basis, the great thing about this, you ready for this one? You remember the Baltimore debacle when they were burning down CVS and you were having all this stuff going down, and you said at the time, and it was true, you know, they bring in these Democrats, they bring in these people that keep them down, that they keep, and now let's move to Chicago. Jussie Smollett. You know, still out there screaming his innocence. One phone call, one text message. I don't know what the hell. All of a sudden, there's an emergency meeting of a judge. All 16 items are dropped. Wow, this is Chicago politics at its finest, isn't it?
Well, actually, it's not just Chicago. It's Baltimore. It's Detroit. It's New York. It's all of these liberal cities. I'm probably leaving some that's out, but Chicago has always had screwed up, just like California has had screwed up, they beta test things in these cities like Chicago and California. And if it works there, then they go somewhere else and try it. One thing I will say is this, is that because it has been made to be political now, Michelle Obama is taking and stuck her mouth in it and everything else and going through backdoor channels. But see, that I blame not only the left, I blame the right too, because the right with its conservative podcasters and broadcasters who regurgitate the news all day long and stuff made this man bigger than he was. You ever heard about the myth being bigger than the man? Well, that's what you got. You had a sorry pipe dream actor, and they turned him into a martyr. But way to go. Way to go, conservatives. And guess what? You're the ones that helped do that. Instead of pumping him up, how about we get Judge Jeanine back on Fox and get rid of Brent Baer?
No. You got to get Judge Jeanine on a real conservative network or station, right?
Well, they are not. That was the last hope. That was the last hope, because if you call in that Liberty TV or these other people that claim they got bottled, no, they don't. That Fox was the last one, and we all know conservatives this party is broken, man. I'm sorry. I hate to be the bad news. I know a lot of people don't like to hear for me to say that because I don't wear the rose-colored glasses. But you need to wake up and smell the coffee. This party is broken. It's broken into parts. And the parts that people follow are the people that don't have any kind of leadership. They don't have any kind of agenda. And they just going from one thing to another to get me followers to go nowhere. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so glad our part of the movement, we don't deal with politics. I'm just so happy because it's not going anywhere.
Well, no, I don't disagree with you, but you call out this stuff. Forget the political portion of this, but I mean, we're supposed to have equal justice for all. Sorry, wrong answer. I mean, when you look at what took place, can you imagine any other guy, any other one who didn't have a connection? What would have happened to him with these 16 counts of hate crimes? Hey, gotta go for a break. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes. Corey Duncan's going nowhere. I got his lovely wife Anna. She's chained him to the chair. We'll be back in a little bit.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
After 3 years of lies and smears and slander, the Russia hoax is finally dead.
President Trump in Grand Rapids, Michigan at his first MAGA Make America Great Again rally since the Mueller report out and finding no Russia collusion.
Robert Mueller was a god to the Democrats, was a god to them until he said there was no collusion. They don't like him so much right now.
The president hitting the reset button, hitting his 2019 agenda hard, changing the conversation now to jobs, the economy, and replacing Obamacare with a better health care plan, which will continue to cover pre-existing conditions. On Wall Street, the Dow up 91 points, the Nasdaq up almost 26 points, and the S&P 500 up 10 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
All right, hold on, we're going in.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
I'll let you go once around the roller skating rink. Come on back, sit down. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. Come on, how can you not smile with that music? Seriously, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There is so much happening up there, but let's bring him in because this is where it's really happening. We got Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week. We talk about the issues of the day, education, all kinds of wonderful stuff going on. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to appear. No, yeah, you're absolutely correct. There's nothing I can say after that promo. Not one thing.
Happy,
can
happy.
I say? Yeah.
Yeah. All right, listen, you know, listen. I can. Don't you lie to me.
Yeah,
I can.
Sure.
I can see you in bell-bottom pants and a silk shirt, and you know, rollerblades. Not rollers. I mean, roller skates, not rollerblades. You know, with the big disco ball in the middle of the thing, and you just dancing around in circles. Come on, you can tell me.
Okay, first I'll respond to that this way. Why I feel like I'm on Wendy Williams' show or...
Oh!
Oh, okay. Right. You know. Okay. Hey, man, I got a good kick out of that the other day. I'm a jerk! I've been a drunk for so long, I had to go to Alcohol Anonymous. I said, look at this. Look at this garbage. and I mean, you know, every time this woman gets low ratings, she starts to cry to the young liberals. See, people, this is why we have the problems that we have in this country. Because of people like this who is talking to our young liberal people, young liberal women, and everything. And the whole audience is full. You know, I always tell people when I hear things like this, you know, actually, I got into an argument with a friend. Well, a colleague of mine at work, and we were talking about politics with Jimmy. I don't mix politics with business or religion with politics. I try not to. And they went on and went on crying and crying and whining. And I said, you know, I'm so tired of hearing you black folks always sitting up talking about that somebody owe you something and reparations and this. How about you get a career and get a job and stop blaming a white man and blaming this person and blaming that person? Because, you know, like I told her, she got a little bit upset because I told her, you know, I said, I said, wait a minute, attitude and cocoa butter. I said, it's got to be a liberal black woman in the room. It's got to be. I closed my eyes and did that, so I already knew who she was. So, you know, cocoa butter and her attitude. I mean...
Oh, glad you said it. I'm not going to touch that one. Well, God bless America.
No, I can touch it. I can touch it because I'm black. You know, we were sitting there talking about this. Take me, Anna. I think it was yesterday. Nobody hears my voice, and everyone is hearing LeBron James. And, you know, big ups to ESPN for that foul thing they did the other week when they had a segment on 40 at 40. And it, you know what it was called?
Uh-oh.
It was called The Unapologetic Black Woman. I said, oh, you, and they had that thing on there that plays tennis, you know, the one that's on the PhD, the performance enhancing, you know, her. What's her name?
It's
Serena
sports.
Williams.
There you go.
Right, Serena Williams. The one that says black power, but you have a Caucasian baby and husband. Oh, okay. Really, to be hypocritical.
Oh, God. You know what? You touched on reparations, which I love. Notice that most of the Democrat candidates right now are talking about reparations for blacks. We've got to make it right with them. Most of these people can't spell slave, let alone really know what it was all about. That's number one, okay?
You know, I don't mean to cut you off real quick, but Chicago, that's like Chicago and Baltimore, man. I mean, Baltimore has what, almost 70 murders since the year. 125, almost 130 people shot. And the police commissioner, I mean, the police, God bless them, they lock people up, and Marilyn Mosby goes and gets them out, and gets them off. So you explain to me, because I'm maybe I'm missing something here, but I thought law enforcement and the state's attorney's office supposed to work hand in hand with each other and everything like that. And then you got places like Chicago, and they have all these murders, and I saw a segment on that the other night, and I'm like, man, that's a combat zone. They live in Beirut. But you know what, though? I'm going to say, just like I said about the caravan that came from the other countries in South America, if you had some guts, you know, they had two people get killed get murdered in within 24-hour period in Baltimore. The people come out, have a candlelight visual, and they got armed police on each corner and the tactical police around the corner with their tactical truck. And I'm like, are you serious? I mean, this is back to Afghanistan. This is back to Iraq. And no one, you know, most of these people in these neighborhoods, and you know too, Joe, most of these people, they know who it is.
Yeah.
They know who are the people, but you don't have the guts to go and confront them. But you want to confront the police, who is laying their life on the line, under man, and everything else. And I don't want to hear anybody talking about, well, this is the police. Look, you know what? You better hope and pray. And I'm going to tell you this from personal knowledge. You better hope and pray that we never have a federal police force. Because guess what? Those rights you claim you have are non-existent if they put a federal police force on the street. Well, all these people that claim they know so much about law enforcement and this and that, go read the Continuity of Government program and go take a real good look at the Patriot Act, what happens when the next 9/11 happens. Go look and read it very good, very well. Just like you want to sit up and read the Mueller report and we're going to lock him up and this and that, or chasing that dumb dude around from Empire or whatever. Go read the Continuity Call. Go read the Continuity of Government program, and go read the forms for the next 9/11. And, you know, it pisses me off because people are always, and you get these, I'm not going to want to say the other word, you get these imbeciles that they claim that they know so much and this and that, and they flag waving. You know, there's a lot of things that's being done in this country that people are not paying attention to because they're too much paying attention to things instead of the Patriot Act and other things of that nature. Not a conspiracy theory. Go read it. Say so. If you want, you don't want the citizens of these cities. You ask for this. This is what you ask for.
Yep.
Just like the conservative podcasters and broadcasters. You are the ones that made that dude, made that guy the martyr that he is now, because guess what? Every time that you put his face on your network or talk about him on your show, he gets more power.
What's the, you know what I love about this? I think he lives in Chicago, the Chicago area. And my understanding now is that he's actually going to sue the Chicago police, which is great. I think this is a great thing to do, because when he needs help, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, let me say again. You see who's helping him? Michelle Obama, and they're doing it back door. They're doing back door that chicanery. Sometimes I'm at a loss for words of how we got here. I understand how we got here, but to fix it, it's going to take several generations to fix this, because the world is totally upside down with, and we had the wrong leadership. In this movement, we had the wrong leadership in this country. President Trump, God bless him, is doing the best that he can do. But the people that's supporting him and that's under him, what used to be the Tea Party people or the Grassroots Party, have been brought off. A whole lot of them had gone rogue, and they're just about themselves. That's it. They don't want to. Everyone is just worried about what can I get out of this deal financially. That's all they're worried about. They're not worried about nothing else. Trust me. Now that we're not in it, Joe, me and Anna, we can sit back. We have objective opinions, and we can sit back and watch a lot of these people now. We don't have to, because we were too busy back then. Now we live a peaceful life. We're doing what we're doing, and now part of the movement. That's why we are going back to being, strictly, you go to our website, www.conservativegen.com. But one thing we are going to continue is to quietly change this movement and quietly change this country back to God, family, country, dedication, education, and getting involved.
Yes, you know what?
We're the ones that made that.
Yeah,
not
but
someone
you gotta
else
make sure,
stole that.
Right. You got to make sure, and people need to understand, and they need to take a deep breath, because you just said it. You're not going to fix this in 2.5 days. We allowed it to happen over decades. It's going to take a while. Joe Mazzini, your host. You're listening to Real Side. He will be back with us after the break. Don't go far.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes, for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Let's just bring him in. I have so much fun when he's on with me. Corey Duncan joins us, as he does every week, to speak about the issues of the day and what's going on out there in the real world without any... There's no foo-foo. I am sure there's no foo-foo, right?
Well, once again, I thank you for having me on, and it's always a pleasure. You and Tammy are the best. And also want to thank your loyal conservative listeners who are not turned off or terrified, because I'm very outspoken and charismatic, because I know some people say, he's a bully, and he's arrogant. Well, you say that I'm arrogant because I'm confident about what I say and who I am, then I guess we're going to have an issue, which I don't really care. I could care less.
Well, that's, you know what? People get mad at me for not being into sports and all that other stuff, and I always say the same thing. I go, look, here's the deal.
Talk about me.
Here, no, not you. People get nuts with me. It's like, come on, there's no sport you like. You don't want to sit around. I go, listen. when that guy that's making $16 million, when he's running down the field and he gets to the other end and he scores a touchdown and he spikes the ball, how much do I get? Nothing.
Well,
why should I be excited because he's making all that money?
And you know what, sir? That's how I feel about politics and politicians, the same way. I don't revere no man or no woman. I stand with you if you have the same common goal as I have, but I'm not a fanboy or fangirl. Amen. Amen, sir.
Amen.
I'm glad I had to put it in the other phase also. Yeah, about politics, because I see all these people that, they about to have a conniption and everything, you know, and I'm like, okay, all right, what is the big thing? I see some of these people that's caught up in their dream of thinking, I guess, they the Lord Jesus Christ, these conservative podcasters and broadcasters, and even some of these liberals. And I'm like, man, you ever heard the old cliche that you think you're a legend and you're not a legend, and you think that you're doing something, you're a legend in your own mind.
You're a legend in your own mind. Yeah, I've heard that a million times.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
I get the chance now. And I'm telling you, life is good, man. Let me tell you something. A couple months, I'll be the big 5-0, and I'm trying to tell you, I got the most beautiful wife in the world. She treats me the best I've ever been in my life. And I got some of the most awesome children on the face of this planet. And you know what that all came from? The Almighty God and hard work. So if someone says that I'm being conceited and then your children just say, hey, look, man, if you do give me something to talk about you, to praise you, then that's a different story. I'm not going to just talk about you because you regurgitate news or you go to somebody's website and steal their cliches about who they are or whatever like that. You know, it's irrelevant. I know some people is probably saying this. It's irrelevant. But you know what? It's just sad. It's a sad time that we live in this world, because the human thought process now is just all about me. Nothing is about anyone else, and I'll stab you in the back to get 2 feet or 2 inches. I saw these two cars the other day. I'm gonna give you a perfect example. Two cars are trying to race and get in front of each other, and it was on a one-way street, actually a two-way street, and the traffic was stopped. One car almost ran in the back of the other car, and the other car almost slid into the other lane and ran head on. What was the purpose of trying to beat each other to that spot when you both are going to be stuck in traffic anyway? That's the same. That's the same analogy about some of these people that take and they post pictures of a rally. That's not your rally, because we know that wasn't your rally. It wasn't many people at your rally or this or that. You know, I'm sorry, because I'm going to start calling some of these people out, because I can do it now. Because guess what? I don't have to worry about, you know, Joe, God bless you. You know, I'm glad you gave me this platform to come on your show. But it's just, I'm so sick and tired of people pulling their wool over people's faces and literally stealing people's ideas and anything, trying to make them seem like they were yours. It's sad. Get your own material. Please, because guess what? At the end of the day, Joe, when you walk up to River Oaks, Texas, or College Station, or Victoria, Minnesota, you can put your hands on our schools because they're there. They're not going anywhere. See, that's called action.
Right.
Not just talking about it. And that's why we're not going to get anywhere with the education part of educating these kids. That's why we're going to do it in our own little quiet way.
Well,
you need to.
Yeah. You are going to have to do education your way, because I was just talking to somebody today who said, you know, in this country, we still do education the old-fashioned way. We haven't brought it into the 21st century. And not only that, my fear is when you look at some of the stuff that's going on out there, they're not getting real information anyhow. They're not getting a real education about real history. What they're learning, you hit on it earlier, one of the biggest conversations going on now, but in schools and in inner cities, is reparations. It's how much the white people should be paying, paying the black community for all the woes of the past. Well, let me tell you what.
Wait a minute.
I'm Italian. We didn't have slaves. I came here after it was all over. Why are you coming after me for it?
I tell you what you do, Joe, to all of your Caucasian listeners, Why don't you guys go out and get a white entertainment television? Why don't you go out and have only white, thing that's coming? The black is a war show that's coming up this week, and I can't remember what it is. But I'm like, you say black, but if white people, if Caucasian people were to take, or the people they claim as white nationalists or whatever, because you're white nationalist because you have pride about your country. So, you know, I'm trying to understand why don't all Caucasian people say, well, we're going to start a white entertainment network?
Oh.
You had BET. I mean, why not?
You know why not. You know exactly why not. They would be coming at us with guns blazing. You know that.
Yeah, and no, Joe, that's not the issue. Have some guts to go out and do it. If they can do it, why you can't do it?
Yeah.
Please explain. Somebody explain to me what is the double standard about this. You know what? The problem with this is the fact that we as conservatives don't want to step outside that line. Because we gotta look like we're like the Mitt Romney. You can go ahead and bash me, and I'm not gonna respond because I have to be Christian. Well, guess what? God said honor His word. He didn't say you had to be a sucker or a punk. I'm sorry, it's just what it is. You know, I mean, that's what you. Why don't you guys start up a white? You know what? How about I start up a white entertainment network or whatever, since you said the rest of them are too scared or too worried about, I don't want nobody to think I'm a racist. Guess what? They're calling you a racist whether you go along with the program or not. So how about the black guy? How about the black nationalist? Because that's what I am. I'm a black nationalist. So, I can start this up for you guys, and then you can go ahead and take it over. You know, it's like with my friends back in Texas, they're Enron, the pump and dump brothers. Okay, all right, I started, and then you guys go ahead and take it over. So, you know.
You sound a little wound up about this. It's like something.
Well, because, you know, I'm sick. I'm sick of a lot of stuff. I'm sick of a lot of things I see. I'm sick of seeing people pull hoodwink and I hustle people that don't have a clue who these people really are. And I'm getting tired of hearing black people or people always speaking out for me, LeBron James and these other people. Hey, let me tell you something. Everybody will tell you Corey is a racist. He don't like no racists and stuff. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. That's why I'm outspoken. I can say things like the thing I said earlier about the cocoa butter and attitude, and we got to have a black woman, a black liberal in the room. Yeah, I can say things like that because I'm black. That's why I'm the token brother that comes on, the token black nationalist that comes on your show. www.conservativegen.com. Check me in, and thank you for having me on. And for all of those, and you know what, I'll tell you what somebody else said. When I get finished talking, let me say this, the same back to you. Because I know somebody probably saying something under their breath. So one thing I hate is for people that suck their teeth. Don't suck your teeth. Speak out.
Yep. No.
Hey, I got nothing. Hold on. Let me say this real quick. In 2 months, I got nothing but time for you, baby, because I'll be retired at 50.
Oh, no.
I got nothing but time to spitball.
Oh, God. No, but you're exactly right about that stuff. It's really funny. And they become, as the days go on, as the years go on, and I do this show, I see how much people really are cowards. You know, I've got people that you know how it goes. One guy in particular we've talked about a million times, he has started his stuff again, if you would, but he still won't come on the show. I said, if you're so sure of yourself, you're so sure that we're wrong and you're right and I'm saying all these nasty things, it's really simple. Come on the show. Embarrass me in front of all my friends. It's okay.
Hey,
I don't mind.
Hey, Joe, this is what you tell me. Ain't nothing between us but air and space and time, baby. That's what you tell them. Tell them that.
All right, well, we got to get rolling. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We come back. You ready for this one? The Dems are pushing to pull Jesus out of any prayer on government grounds because it's Islamophobic. I've been a Christian all my life. I didn't know that Jesus was Islamophobic. I don't know. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far.